for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring a tribute to the music of the late Herbie Mann. Also featured music from vocalist Winoni Harris. He was a popular vocalist during the 1940s and 1950s. Also featured music from the Rumba Club, who will be appearing at this year's Ottawa International Jazz Festival. So this and a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. Going to start off this afternoon with some new music from Canadian pianist Brian Dickinson. The Brian Dickinson Quartet is featured throughout as well. Featured guest artist is Jerry Bergonzi. Now, this album is entitled Soul Mission, and it's on the Alan Jazz label. Highly recommended, not only because of Brian and Jerry's presence, but also because of Jim Vivian, who is on bass, and Ted Warren is on drums, and this is a really nice session. It actually documents a five-year collaboration between Brian Dickinson and Bostonian Jerry Bergonzi. It was recorded in an effortless four-hour session at the conclusion of one of this quartet's many engagements at Toronto's Top of the Senator. So we'll listen to a composition of Jerry's entitled With Reference. That was new music from the Brian Dickinson Quartet featuring Jerry Bergonzi on sax, Jim Vivian on bass, and Ted Warren on drums. And that was taken from Brian's new album entitled Soul Mission, and we just heard With Reference. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. My name is Randy McElligott. And for those of you who may remember, a few years ago at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, one of the concerts that took place, and I thought was a very good showcase for this musician, was Israeli violinist Miri Ben-Eri. Now, I have a recording of hers that I'd like to play for you. It was recorded in New York City, January 2000, produced by the legendary Bob Belden, and recorded at Chung King Studios. Featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. On piano, we have Eric Lewis. Matt Parrish is on bass. And the great drumming of Steve Haas. We're going to listen to a composition of Miri's entitled Song of the Promised Land.
Thank you. Rideau Hall will be the scene of a groundbreaking musical performance on July 20th as the Governor General Summer Concert Series and the Canada Council for the Arts present Sonic Weave. Don't miss this live concert featuring world-renowned turntablist Kid Koala and the eclectic roots fusion duo Zubat and Dawson. Explore the textures of Canadian music at this free outdoor performance Sunday, July 20th at Rideau Hall, located at 1 Sussex Drive. Concert begins at 4 p.m. Visit www.gg.ca for more information.
mind about me. Why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind of guy. A new guy who'll dig my shiny stockings.
Nancy Banks Orchestra from her album Out of It, and we heard Shiny Stockings. And that was Nancy on vocals. And one of the sad things is that Nancy unfortunately passed away last fall, but she released some great, great albums with her orchestra over the past few years. And that was just a fine example of the Frank Foster composition, Shiny Stockings. And there were several other tracks from that album, including All of Me, Chelsea Bridge, and Still Out of It, that make this album quite an interesting listen. Before that, we heard Miri Ben-Eri with Song of the Promised Land featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM, and also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, let's take a trip back to Linden, New Jersey. The date is April 13th, 1949, and we're going to listen to one of the hottest R&B singers at the time. In fact, when this recording was made, he had about 16 number 10 singles going for him. And he was playing with the likes of Lucky Millinder, Charles Mingus, Dexter Gordon. They were all people that accompanied Winoni Harris, who was one of the hottest vocalists at the time. I'm going to play for you a selection that was recorded on April 13th, 1949. And this one features Joe Morris on trumpet, Matthew G. on trombone. Now on tenor sax, we have Freddie Douglas and a young Johnny Griffin. Exciting for sure. William McLemore on bass, and Elmo Hope on piano. Now, rounding out the band, we have Gene Ramey on bass and Kelly Martin on drums. Now, this was a big hit for Winoni Harris. It's called All She Wants to Do Is Rock.
Hold back the dawn. Stop all the clocks. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. My baby don't go for fancy clothes, high class dinner and pink to shows. All she wants to do is stay at home and huckle buck with daddy all night long. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She doesn't like ride on airplanes. Never had a trip on a streamlined train. When it comes to loving, she knows what it's all about. And the way she huckle bucks knocks me out. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She wants to rock with the clock, but she don't know when to stop. She gets her kicks every day. Yes, rocking her fine self away. She rocks in the basement and she rocks upstairs. I can't take it no more, I'm gonna buy a rocking chair. She wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. Da ba bi 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 bum bum da, ba da ba bi bi da dum da, da ba bi 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 da. Coisa mais linda, pra neguinho começando a andar. Neguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vis, que coisa mais linda, pra neguinho começando a andar. Começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar, cresce. Neguinho me abraça. Ensina a cantar, eu vim de tanta desgraça. Muito te posso ensinar, muito te posso ensinar. Capoeira, posso ensinar. Ziquezira, posso tirar. Valentia, posso emprestar. Liberdade só posso esperar. Liberdade só posso esperar. Liberdade só posso esperar. Da ba bi 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 ba ba ba. Ba da ba bi bi da ba ba da ba bi bi. Posso ensinar, ziquezira.
quisiera, posso tirar valentia. Posso emprestar liberdade, só posso esperar. Liberdade, só posso esperar. Liberdade, só posso esperar.
Well, from Brazil, that was Joyce Astronauta from her excellent tribute album called Songs of Elis. Elis Regina was one of the great Brazilian singers, and Joyce pays tribute to her in this recording. And what we just heard was Upeneguano, featuring Joyce on vocals. Rini Rosnes was on piano, and Rodolfo Stroder on bass. And in case you were wondering, on tabla, we had Guelo. I'd like to throw that one out to DJ Harmony and Azel of St. Lawrence Street. And they're regular listeners of the show, and I hope you enjoyed that one all the way from Brazil. Before that, we heard Winoni Harris from 1949, and all she wants to do is rock, and we're going to hear more from Winoni a little later on in the show. In the meanwhile, here's some music from guitarist Jeff Golub, featured in his band Avenue Blue, and this is from their album Naked City, Wildflower. There may be a few of you out there that remember that song from the 1970s. It was actually a hit, if I remember correctly. I can't remember who did it, but I can tell you who did this version. It was Avenue Blue featuring guitarist Jeff Golub. And that was taken from their album Naked City. Well, a few weeks ago, we lost one of the greats in jazz, flautist Herbie Mann. And I'm going to play for you some music of Herbie's, starting off with a recording that he made. And this was an incredible session. It was live at the Blue Note in New York City back in 1995, celebrating his 65th birthday. Now, it was not only one evening of music, it was a whole week. Now, I'll just list for you some of the many, many musicians that joined him over that week. Randy Brecker was there, Cafe was there, Ron Carter, Paquito de Rivera, Eddie Gomez, Winard Harper, Bobby Watson was there, Terrell Stafford, Mark Soskin, Edward Simon, Tito Puente, David Newman, Ray Mantilla, Victor Lewis, and the list goes on and on. The bottom line is that they had a great time playing some music, and I'm going to play for you their version of Jeep's Blues in tribute to the late flautist Herbie Mann, who passed away recently at the age of 73.
Thank you.
That was just a great, great week at the Blue Note in 1995. A tribute to the late Herbie Mann, who passed away recently. That was a celebration of sorts. His 65th birthday was celebrated that week. And so many musicians dropped in to take part and have fun during the festivities. We're going to go with one more from Herbie Mann, and this is going back quite a number of years. Herbie Mann with Sam Most and the quintet, featuring Joe Puma on guitar, Jimmy Gannon on bass, and Lee Kleinman on drums. Now, I had a request for some Stan Getz, Lady of Ipanema. Unfortunately, I cannot locate that particular track here in our library. So I'm going to feature Stan Getz quartet with Chet Baker, and we'll listen to their version of Blood Count. And this goes out to Team Harmony, who called just a little while ago. It goes out to Team Harmony and Azal, who wanted to hear some Stan Getz, and we'll listen to Blood Count. To get us there, Herbie Mann with Sam Most and Why Do I Love You? Thank you.
Brito Hall will be the scene of a groundbreaking musical performance on July 20th as the Governor General's Summer Concert Series and the Canada Council for the Arts present Sonic Weave. Don't miss this live concert featuring world-renowned turntablist Kid Koala and the eclectic roots fusion duo Zubat and Dawson. Explore the textures of Canadian music at this free outdoor performance Sunday, July 20th at Rideau Hall, located at 1 Sussex Drive. Concert begins at 4 p.m. Visit www.gg.ca for more information.
That was Chet Baker and Stan Getz working out on a Billy Strayhorn composition entitled Blood Count, and that was recorded live in Norway February 19th, 1983. We're going to take a trip down to Argentina, and one of the bright young vocalists on the jazz scene down there, her latest album is entitled Aesthesia, and her name is Eleonora Ubel, a beautiful vocalist. This is her second album, as far as I know, and we're going to listen to a live recording of the Anne Ronell classic Willow Weep For Me. But before we get to that, I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you, those of you who have dialed in and donated over the past 3 weeks. Gordon and I really appreciate it, and it really helped us out a lot. It's going to go a long way to making this station even better, and your continued support is always always welcome. So again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who dialed in and donated over the last 3 weeks of our funding drive here at CHUO-FM. Before we get to Eleonora, here's some music from Howard Rumsey, and this one he calls Coop. Thank you. That was music from Argentinian vocalist Eleonora Ubel, rather. It was taken from her album Aesthesia, and we heard Willow Weep For Me. And before that, a fine example of West Coast jazz from 1954. We heard a composition written by Bob Cooper entitled Coop, and Bob Cooper was featured on tenor sax, as well as the trumpets of Bob Gordon and Stu Williamson. Actually, Condi Candoli and Stu Williamson. Other people featured on this album included Stan Levy on drums, Howard Rumsey himself on bass. Bud Shank and Lenny Niehaus were also featured on alto sax, Frank Rosolino on trombone, and Bob Enelvoldsen on valve trombone. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Now, this Friday, the Ottawa International Jazz Festival kicks underway. Get started in the park, Confederation Park. And I can't think of a better band to start the festival than the Rumba Club. I'm going to feature a couple of selections from this band. Both of them are well-known classics in the jazz genre. I'm going to start off with Bobby Hutcherson's composition, Highway 1. Now, this is from Rumba Club's album, Mamacita. And the album is produced by legendary bassist Cuban Andy Gonzalez. Andy's been on the scene for a number of years, very, very influential. He's one of the key people that have brought Cuban music and popularized it over in the States and, for that matter, North America. He certainly has been a man working behind the scene, but he's made a big impact on Cuban music in North America. After that, we're going to listen to their version of Maiden Voyage, and this is taken from the Rumba Club's album Desde la Capital, also produced by Andy Gonzalez. Here's Bobby Hutcherson's composition, Highway 1, featuring Rumba Club. They'll be appearing this Friday at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival on the main stage. That was Rumba Club. And we just heard their version of Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. And before that, Bobby Hutcherson vehicle entitled Highway 1. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. And now it's time to go back to Mr. Blues himself, Winoni Harris, featured artist this afternoon on In Transition. We're going to go back to the spring of 1946 and listen to a number called Dig This Boogie. Now, this particular track features Jackie Allen on trumpet, Jimmy Jackson on alto sax, Herman Blount on piano. And for those of you who may wonder who Herman Blount is, better known as Sun Ra, and he got his start early on with the likes of Winoni Harris. And after that, we're going to listen to some more music from Winoni, Rebecca's Blues. And that's another session that I'll give you more information as we get around to that track.
Treat me this way. of me, but it can't be true. How can she love me and love her husband too? Yes, Rebecca, baby, won't you please come home? Well, you know your daddy loves you. Yes, and daddy wants his baby home. She's not long, she's not tall, not big, not fat, but you know that he loves me, and I'm weak for that. Yes, Rebecca, baby, won't you please come home?
Lollipop. Got a big fat mama, she calls me her lollipop. When she starts to love me, she never knows when to stop. She's a hard-loving mama, loves me both night and day. She's a hard-loving mama, she loves me both night and day. I'm so afraid my lollipop's gonna melt away. She shakes like jelly, and jelly don't shake itself. She shakes like jelly, and jelly don't shake itself. Yeah, she shakes for me, and shakes for nobody else. She says, Daddy, 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 Daddy. She says, Baby, Baby, Daddy. Well, we rock in the morning, yes, we rock every night. We rock every morning, yes, we rock every night. I'm scared to complain, I know that woman will start a fight. Well, meet me, baby, and watch the clock. Don't be late, cause your daddy's got the rock. Hey, baby, I've got your lollipop. I wanna rock with the clock till it's good to the very last drop. She's a real strong mama, laying still on the railroad track. She's a real strong mama, lay still on the railroad track. Got a heart like a bear, she almost breaks my back. I say, ooh, ow, stop, baby, you hurt me. I say, ooh, ow, stop, baby, you hurt me. But it feels so good from my head down to my knees.
Well, there's a taste of Winoni Harris, very popular vocalist during the 1940s and early 50s. We heard Lollipop Mama, Rebecca's Blues, and Dig This Boogie. We're going to conclude with some music from Charlie Hayden. This is music that he made at the Montreal Jazz Festival a few years ago with drummer Paul Motion and pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. And this is their version of the excellent, I love this piece, it's entitled Solar. Thank you. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we just heard a great, great concert given there by Charlie Hayden with Paul Motion on drums and Gonzalo Rubalcaba on bass. Charlie Hayden, one of the most in-demand and respected bassists in the world, recorded this album a few years ago, back in 1989 rather. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week, and I hope to see you down at the Jazz Festival starting this Friday. Bye for now.